cooling in the Midwest is not likely to be very long-lasting, but we will see at least a couple of days here where the temperatures will be a little less oppressive. Already yesterday, a cool-off took place across the region, with afternoon temperatures mostly limited to the 90s, up around 100 degrees from portions of the central plains eastward into portions of southern Indiana and Ohio, as well as Kentucky. A couple of temperatures, though, did get over 100 degrees still yesterday, and we're going to see a very similar pattern occur today, with the warmest weather shifting just a little bit further to the south, including the region from Kansas over to Kentucky and the immediate Ohio River Valley. After that, though, we'll likely see one more day of relatively mild conditions, and then we'll start to see warmer weather occur once again. The temperature outlook across the Midwest in the north will likely be quite a bit different. In fact, it'll be very comfortable in northern portions of the Midwest, where afternoon temperatures today and tomorrow are likely to run mostly in the 70s and lower 80s. Most of this cool-off, though, like I said, will be somewhat temporary. We fully expect to see another round of warm weather building up in the plains here over the course of the late weekend through all of next week before a part of it may push into the eastern Midwest for a brief day or two. The forecast temperatures in the western portions of the Corn Belt and the plains will likely see temperatures often running in the range of middle 80s through the 90s, and will likely see extremes reaching over 100 degrees again in a number of areas from Montana stretching down to Texas. A lot of this will occur this weekend and will continue to occur through almost all of next week. Some of the southwestern Corn Belt crop areas will likely be included in some of this hot weather, and we do expect to see places like Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, as well as southwestern Iowa, experience more of the heat and more of the stress that's going to be associated with it. Precipitation across the Midwest over the coming week is going to be more of the same disappointing distribution of moisture that we've seen here recently. Even though we did get a significant cool front to cut through the Midwest the past 2 days, the rain amounts that resulted really weren't all that impressive, and we still need a general soaking of rain for a big part of the Midwest in order to make a difference in the long-term outlook, and we're just not likely to see that evolve anytime real soon. The majority of the Midwest will be picking up on some scattered showers as we go forward through the next full week to 10 days, but the amount of rain that comes out of those showers will not likely be great enough to counter evaporation in a major way, leaving very little improvement in the soil situation, and crops will continue struggling with what little moisture there is and the warm weather that's likely to come with it. We'll expect to see the rainfall potentials the greatest here today as a weak upper-level low-pressure system comes across the Midwest. A few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 3,500ths of an inch of moisture will result with this event. That will be followed by a cool front that will cut through the region again at some point during the early to middle part of next week. Early indications suggest that this disturbance will likely bring only a limited amount of rainfall. In fact, 1 week rain totals across the Midwest are expected to run from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch most often, with some local totals up around an inch and a half. The second week of the 2 week outlook for the Midwest will likely generate something similar, something along the lines of a quarter to 3/4 of an inch, except in the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin, the eastern Dakotas, and perhaps Michigan, where we could see some rain totals in the 1/2 to 1.5 inch range. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.